This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I'm like, SGA is all of us right now. I love Kevin Hart. I think he's hilarious. But what are we doing?
That makes no sense.
What are we doing? So just get rid of it all together. They should really get rid of the three-point contest. What a waste of time that was.
It's because Cam stunk.
Hey, by the way, can you give me the L because I owe it to Tommy?
Yeah, sure.
So we agreed on Friday, since Cam Johnson and Jalen Brunson are both in the competition, that the loser, like the guy who did worse, would have to wear the L of their favorite team. So Cam Johnson made 14 threes, got knocked out in the first round. Jalen made 18 threes, got knocked out in the first round. So it's not like either did well, but I raised my hand. Let me teach Sean how this works.
Well,
I lost. So because I lost, I'm going to put an L around my neck.
I don't think so.
Why?
Not today, you're not.
Our producer is saying you're not allowed to wear the L today.
No. Why? We're not on TV, so this is as usual. Evan trying to hoodwink everybody here.
Oh,
trying
to pull
a fast one with a half
a
smirk.
Right. I'll wear it for 2 hours for all
two
I care.
2 hours on TV tomorrow.
Also, speaking of L's, it is 4:20 p.m. Eastern.
Yes. Evan. Yes.
Where's all your presidential issues? We're supposed to break one out, one an hour.
Oh, you want one right now?
Oh, no. Well, if Tommy's ready, do we have production? Did you actually prepare them? Did you do the work we asked you to do this weekend?
I have it right here. Let's start off with...
By the way, the Yankee L... is almost done.
Ooh.
Nice. A Yankee.
Pinstriped?
Yeah.
Ah, very good.
What? That's nice.
That is nice. My Cinco de Presidente, the five elections I wish I could have voted in.
All right.
As requested by our audience. Are you ready?
Here we go!
Number five.
I kind of have to agree with our caller. Our caller brought up the 1960 election. He put it number one for him. I put it up there, too. JFK against Richard Nixon. The sitting vice president against John F. Kennedy. Like, the futures of America going at it. It was an incredibly close election. The legend, of course, of that election is that if you listen to the first ever presidential debate, or the first real presidential debate on the radio, you think Nixon won. If you watched it on TV, you thought Kennedy won. So I'd love to go back into a time machine and vote in Nixon versus Kennedy 1960.
Love it.
Number four.
Kennedy won, by the way.
Kennedy won.
303-219.
It was a lot closer than that, though, trust me. And Chicago. I would tell you that you will hear people say they did it in 2024, they'll do it in 2020. They'll tell you this is the most important election of your lifetime. And they're maybe right, but I will tell you the most important election in American history. And that, to me, was the election of 1864. Abraham Lincoln was the sitting president. The Confederacy had already broken off, and that election was all about continuing the war effort. And George McClellan was running against him. And everything's different if Lincoln loses. I can't be any more blunt than that. Like, the war was going to stop. I don't know what ends up happening with the Confederacy and the future of our country. Re-electing Abraham Lincoln, even if he only served for a brief amount of time, is something I'd go back into a time machine and make sure I was on the right side of history for. So number four, Lincoln versus McClellan.
Number three.
1880, my boy James Garfield, what up? Now, I got nothing against Winfield Scott Hancock, but this was about voting for James Garfield. he was going to make major change. And I really believe if Garfield didn't die at such an early age, James Geektow shooting him up in the train depot, I think James Garfield would have been one of the best non-wartime presidents we ever had. So to go back to 1880 and vote in the Garfield, Winfield, wow. Scott, Hancock election, that'd be something.
Yeah. He was assassinated?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Republican Garfield won 214 to 155.
And right. And think about the way he won the nomination. It was an open convention. He was the dark horse candidate. I'd go back to 1880. That's my number three.
Number two.
The triple threat match. Who wouldn't want to vote in the 1912 sitting President William Howard Taft, former President Teddy Roosevelt, and Woodrow Wilson? This was when Teddy came back and said, hey, fatty, what are you doing? You're running this country into the ground. You're not continuing my policies. I'm challenging you for the Republican nomination. Unfortunately for Teddy, he lost. He lost.
He got destroyed.
Well, no, this is the Republican nomination. Then he said, screw it. I'm going to start my own party, the Bull Moose Party. And by the way, Roosevelt got shot while making a speech. And he's like, gotta hurt a bull moose with more than that. And he stayed. He finished. Unfortunately, he lost. So I'd go back to 1912 so I could vote in Woodrow versus Teddy versus William Howard Taft.
Right. Woodrow Wilson won this presidential election. 435 electoral votes to 88 for Theodore Roosevelt. Whoa. 8 for William Taft.
That's because Roosevelt split the ticket with Taft. They basically...
It wouldn't have mattered. They would have lost 435... to 96.
Whatever. You ready for number one?
Let's go.
Number one.
I'm doing it. I'm picking a modern election.
Go ahead.
On a modern election, I didn't get to vote in because I just missed it. 2000. I mean, to me, that was history. And sitting there watching the election returns that night, Al Gore against George W. Bush, of course.
Strategery.
Watching the returns come in. That's what got me into politics. That's what got me into this bad boy. Mm-hmm. And all I could think about that night was, I wish I voted. I wish I voted. I wish I was a part of this beautiful thing known as American democracy. So I'll tell you right now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Give me 2000. That's the number one election I wish I voted in. And half the people listening got to vote in it. So, you know, good for you.
Thanks. Who would you have voted for? This is one of the closest elections in U.S. history. George Bush won 271 to 266.
Can you think about how close that is?
5 electoral votes.
Who'd you vote for before I tell you who I would have voted for?
Until President Trump the first time, I never voted unsuccessfully for a president of the United States.
So you voted for George W. Bush?
I did.
Yeah, I think I would have voted for W. Bush. I think I was done with the Clinton regime. So but I don't know, honestly, because I wasn't paying attention to it in that kind of way prior to the election. It's that election that got me into it. Yeah. So I think I'm talking more hypothetically than reality.
I think you also would have leaned into the George W. Bush baseball part of it. Oh, he likes baseball. I'm going to vote for the baseball.
You think I'm a simpleton like that?
At times.
Do you know who Al Gore beat in the Democratic primary?
Yes.
Do you? Because he's pretty freaking important in sports and in New York.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. Wait, in the Democratic primary?
Oh, Democratic primary.
This guy thinks he's beating me in a trivia contest in 2 days. Is this guy nuts? He just said Bob Dole?
Bob Dole ran in an election back
then. Yeah, he did. 1996 is the Republican,
not
the Democratic primary.
Gotcha.
4 years later. Tommy, who ran against Al Gore in the Democratic primary in 2000 since Sean brought up sports?
Bill Bradley.
The great Bill Bradley.
How about
Dollar Bill, y'all. Now, the question would have been, if I was a registered Democrat, would have I used my anti-Nick bias?
Wow. Probably. Yeah, I think you would have.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You played for the Knicks? Screw you, Bill. Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't know what I would have done.
You know what's interesting about that primary push by U.S. Senator at the time, Bill Bradley?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan campaigned for him.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. So Michael did get involved in politics.
Yeah. Which he swore he never would.
Bill Bradley's the exception.
Wow. So Michael helped push another Knicks loss.
I kind of like it. Kendrick's in Suffern. What's up, Kendrick?
That's cold-blooded.
Hey, guys. Evan, you know, you just got a little patriotic with the voting and stuff like that. So a few points here.
Yeah.
One, I'm with you completely. I don't think we should boo the Canadians. We're better than that. But I would suggest maybe getting Fergie to sing their national anthem.
That's a good idea.
And on President's Day, I do want to address this, that elections and voting, they do have consequences. So you can't tell me it's a coincidence that the year the Knicks got 2 guys into the All-Star game, the whole weekend went to trash, and that MSG, while they're out of town, was filled with hometown fans, Rudy Ahmadjani's. So it's weird how the Knicks fans get priced out, but the Johnnies can fill the garden. But I do want to get to another thing here, an idea I had listening to you and Marash last week talking about your Jeopardy challenge. What about L in the cell, the brain cell challenge? And speaking of brain cell challenge, I saw Pumpkin Pete was back in Orange today, and I'm thinking that Main Event Yeet will be back to his early career production now that the Barnacle polar bear issue has been resolved. And so, you know, I just think right now as a Met fan, bringing it back to sports here with Montas injuries going down, I was looking at the schedule. This is a Rico call a little bit now. You know, if you pitch Senga in the fourth game, it kind of lines up as if with the rest days, he's on a 6-man rotation.
Yeah,
so I don't want to get
You're right. They can actually
– with this.
You're right. Kendrick, we got to go, but we appreciate the call. You're right. The Mets could finagle the Senga rest and not need a 6th man. But they have a lot of depth, and Paul Blackburn's on this roster. So I think Paul Blackburn becomes the 5th man, if you will. And I think Tyler McGill and Griffin Canning. Griffin Canning's got a major league contract, so he's going to be on the roster. I think he certainly has an opportunity. Now, by the way, I'm holding in my hand the buzzer because Kendrick was referring to this trivia contest that will occur on Wednesday, and it will, barring any kind of big breaking sports news. 4:25 on Wednesday, Tiki Barber will prepare trivia questions about everything, things in the world, 4 topics, 3 questions for each topic, and Sean and I will face each other. If I win, Sean has to maintain wearing that L until his penalty is over, which is in another week and a half, 2 weeks, I think. Rest of the month, so whenever that ends.
Into the first week of March.
But if he wins, not only does he get the pride of beating me, the L gets removed immediately. So obviously Tiki's already preparing the questions. We're very excited. And I have brought in buzzers. Now, what's cool about these buzzers is that you can record the buzzer to make any sound you want. So right now I'm holding a yellow buzzer and I'm going to press it. And this is my sound as of right now, so that when a question is asked, the buzzer, of course, determines who gets to answer the question first. Here's my sound. That's me screaming.
I like
that again. So, like, if we're, what's the capital of Alaska? That's my buzzer. Sean, you have a buzzer. Have you made a sound yet?
Yeah. Here we go. Ready?
Ron Dane was better.
Did you say Ron Dane was better?
Ron Dane was better?
Oh, I thought that was Ron. I thought that was Ron Day.
Well, Tiki, everybody already knew that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.